Welcome to this episode of My Thoughts on IT. In this episode, we're going to look at something I just got back from Chicago Code Camp, and one of the discussions I had a lot of talk about infrastructure as code and some of this real interesting new stuff that's coming down the pike as far as setting up infrastructure just purely by writing code. And specifically what we're going to talk about today is looking at JSON files that fully describe your environment as far as your servers that you run on and how things work, hook up to databases, et cetera. It's really kind of cool. And this is a site that I found a couple weeks ago that is the first time I've seen infrastructure as code. Instead of going through the traditional thing where I would download the link, this site, Project Nami, Project Nami is a site that forked the WordPress code for running WordPress websites, and they've extended it so that it works well against SQL Server. Right. But the thing is, you know, you would download it and set it up. I can hit this deploy to Azure button. And what'll happen is it'll start a new page here. And we see it goes to deploy.azure.com. And it was at the Project Nami website previously. So now it's actually hitting my Azure. And I'm authenticated to Azure with my Azure account. So it knows my subscription. I can choose if I have other subscriptions to go from. I'm going to use the Microsoft Azure internal subscription here. A resource group, I can choose a current resource group I already have or create a new one. We'll create a new one. And here's the name for it. Where do we want to create it? What location? We could do South US. We could do somewhere else in the world. South US is fine with me. And then what SKU? I'm going to take free, shared, basic. This is for the website. Am I going to go with an expensive website that I pay for or the free version? Free sounds good to me. I always like free. And then the administrator's login ID for SQL, and it's filled in my credentials already, and I can leave that. So the only thing I really have to put in here is my password for the SQL database. So we'll put in some super secret password. All right, and now I hit next, and it's going to basically, before we hit next, it's going to set up a SQL Azure environment as well as the website. Before we hit next, the other thing at the top of the page back here that I wanted to show is this GitHub link here. And so let's actually copy this code and we'll paste that into a new window because I want to look at that in a second as soon as we get this going. So we'll open up that GitHub site. So that's all the code for this Project Nami WordPress site. But let's finish this, hit next, and now we're going to deploy. In just a minute or so, I should have a WordPress site running up in Azure. So the deployment is starting. And while that goes, we'll head over. Actually, we got an error. So we won't. We'll have to reset that up and retry that. Let's view the error real quick here. Password validation field. All right. My super secret password was not super secret enough. Let me go back and create another one that is more super secret. All right. We'll try that one. Let's see if that one passes and deploy. We'll just wait a second to make sure that that password deploys, deployment started. Actually, we're going to move on now. And we're going to look at this GitHub code because the thing that's really interesting here is not the PHP, which is not much different than a regular site except for the fact that they've changed the commands to handle SQL Server. What's really interesting is this Azure deploy.json file. Because this Azure Deploy JSON file, if I click on it, we'll go into it. It's a text file, and it is explaining everything that I'm going to set up and how everything works. This is infrastructure as code. It's the first time I've seen someone, outside of Microsoft use it, where it's a third party that just has their package. You click on that and automatically installs their product into infrastructure inside someone's hyperscale cloud. And so infrastructure's code here has us do, what hosting plan do you want? And it's basically taking that. It has what size do we want of, 0, 1, 2. We saw that from the different sizes of the websites. The default is 0, the free version. The SQL admin, and we need the login, and we need the password. So those are those things. And then we've got a bunch of stuff that's going to be language specific because it Project Nami will work in all kinds of different languages. And so we've got a lot of language stuff here, but we'll skip down past that stuff. And then we'll get to the rest here of the server code. And so we've got the resources, parameter string, SQL server name. Let's see what else. So we're basically setting up a Azure SQL server. And then we're setting up other things such as the website where we're going to put the code. And we set up the connection. And that's pretty much what it's doing here. So we don't need to go build the servers or any of that kind of stuff. It just builds for us. So let's go back and take a look now and see if it's deployed. We're still setting up our source control. So we're almost there, but let's see what's gone through already. It submitted the deployment, it started the deployment, we created the web hosting plan, it created the website, it added the SQL Server, it configured the SQL Server firewall rules, it's adding the SQL Server database, it's updating the web config file, and now it's setting up the source control of how it's going to get its files as far as going forward. And one of the things we can do and set up, and I think they're doing here, is off of the GitHub site, it's going to do continuous source control so that when you update the GitHub site, the site automatically gets updated with the latest build of code, which is really cool. I know that's how they set up their sites normally, so I don't know if they're doing that here in this build or not, but that's all done by the infrastructure as code piece. All right, I will just basically take a pause here. So we're going to fast forward. I'll just in post-editing. Oh, actually, I don't have to. It just finished. So it's already done now. It's set up to source control. Deployment's complete. And to manage your site, just click this link. So I click this link. And here it takes me to my WordPress site. As I said, and here it takes me to my WordPress site. Let's see. Oh, there we go. It took a little while to come up. That was probably actually deploying and spinning it up in the Azure website for the first time it was ever hit. It does an on-demand deploy, especially in the free tier. It will actually take that site down if it's not used for a period of time, and then the first hit of it, it will redeploy it. And it does take, as we saw there, what, maybe 20 seconds, 15 seconds to deploy. But now it's all deployed. And now we hit continue. I'll take English because that's the language I speak. Let's go and set up it up. It fills in all the details that it already pulled out, and you can see my super secret password here. It didn't like the first one, which was just super secret password because I didn't have any numbers or any weird characters in it. I will take this site down, so it doesn't matter that I use a bad password. And now it's all set. We run the install, and then it's just the regular WordPress thing of setting up the site name, and all of that. So that is infrastructure as code, all built off that JSON template. And so this is really kind of cool stuff, don't you think? That's what I wanted to share. And I really see infrastructure as code as something going forward in the future of being hugely important. It's in its infancy. We're seeing it in the hyperscale cloud environment today. Soon we'll see it in data centers. And I would think that down the road, you know, in the next 5 years, this is going to be a standard way that everybody, even on premises, sets up their environments, because that JSON file isn't just for setting up the first time, but it's really self-describing. So I don't need to do information. You know, when I go and change this, I can resubmit this exact same JSON file. It won't delete the current environment, but it'll make changes to the current environment. So instead of doing documentation or writing, well, now I went in and I changed this and I changed that, all we have to do is with source control, you know, if we start in GitHub, we automatically get that, make the change, resubmit it. It will make those changes. Like, say I want to add another front-end server, but they both pull against that same database. I make that change here, and it's going to add that. Basically, it submits it. It looks through it. It won't change anything that's already currently in place, and we'll just make the additions or the subtractions. So it's a self-describing documentation. That's the beauty, because I don't have to do it again. I don't have to actually do the actions and then go describe it in the Word doc or wherever I store my changes. And so not only does it make the change exactly the same, or build the environment exactly the same every time, as opposed to when we do it manually, it doesn't really go that way. It also documents it for us that it can be seen. And you can see what was changed, because if you do source control, you'll see who submitted the source control, when it was done. And then we'll know that, you know, Brian is the one who made that breaking change at, you know, 9:24 p.m. So hopefully this is interesting and exciting to you guys, and hopefully infrastructure as code is something that you'll be looking at in the future. Thanks. Have a great day.